We're going to follow up now on a story you heard here yesterday. NPR's Elizabeth Shulgren was following a cleanup crew in the marshes of Louisiana, and she found that the technique the crew was using might actually harm the marshes more than the oil does. So we wondered who is ultimately responsible for setting and enforcing the guidelines for cleaning up the Gulf. Elizabeth joins us now to discuss this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So remind us what you found while following a BP cleanup crew.
So what I saw was about 25 workers standing on the bows of their boats, stretching out their arms with huge boat hooks and pulling across the marshes some of the white boom material you might have seen on the television. It was like using a makeshift mop to try to sop up the oil from the marsh.
And what was your reaction when you saw that?
Well, I saw that and I thought, I've never heard anything about this cleanup before. And I wanted to understand, you know, are they using this cleanup technique other places? And so I called Jacqueline Michelle. She's a contractor with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. And I sent her a video of the technique and she was flabbergasted by it.
Let's hear her reaction.
That's definitely not a technique that we have ever recommended. We've told everybody to stay out of the marsh. You know, you crush the vegetation doing that.
She's pretty unequivocal in saying this shouldn't be done. So what does BP say about all of this?
Well, at first, the BP contractor I was talking to was defending the cleanup technique. But more recently, I spoke with BP spokesman Tom Mueller, and this is what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of crews out there working, and everybody has good intentions and they're looking for creative ways to help, but it is not an approved technique that, you know, was approved by BP or taught by BP.
Okay, so BP admits this shouldn't have been done. How are they going to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future?
Well, in this specific instance, they say that they've already sent a message to the operation where this was taking place to say, cease and desist, don't do this anymore, this is wrong. But that doesn't address the bigger problem, which is that there is not adequate oversight from the scientific experts on the cleanup crews. And nobody says that there's a solution to this problem, not the BP contractors, not BP itself, and not the NOAA contractors. They all say that, in fact, this spill is so large that mistakes are going to happen and more mistakes than usual. They'll try to improve communications, but they don't have a fix for this.
So overall, who is supposed to be in charge of setting these kinds of standards and communicating it?
Well, like a lot of things going on with this spill, there's a joint response. It includes NOAA, it includes the Fish and Wildlife Service, it includes people from BP. They got together and they wrote guidelines, and then they sent these guidelines out to all the crews that are supposed to be doing the cleanup.
And if they're BP crews, it's up to BP to get the guidelines to the crews?
Yes. And in fact, BP is in charge of the cleanup. And if it fails to clean up where it's supposed to clean up, or if it does more harm than good, then BP is left holding the responsibility to pay to restore marshes in some way to try to make up for this.
NPR's Elizabeth Shulgren, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.